This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica records highest employment rate in 7 years. Tourism sector sees 5.5% increase in visitor arrivals, and Innswood groundwater system nears completion. The news in detail after this message.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. Jamaica has recorded its highest employment rate in 7 years. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says recent statistics indicate that the employment rate is trending upwards, while the unemployment rate is on a decline.
And the total number of employed persons as of July 2015 stood at 1,147,500 persons, an increase of 23,200 persons relative to July 2014, and represents the highest recorded employment level since October 2008.
Mr. Bullock adds that the unemployment rate as at July 2015 was 13.1%, representing the lowest quarterly rate since 2012. He also reports that as at July 2015, Jamaica's labor force has increased by 16,800 persons as compared to July 2014. The unemployment labor force decreased by 6,300 persons for the same period. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wicker McNeil says Jamaica recorded a 5.5% increase in visitor arrivals for the nine-month period between January and September 2015. Jamaica Tourist Board statistics show that arrivals totaled just over 1.6 million during the period, approximately 38,000 more than last year. The tourism minister adds that this year's figure also includes increased cruise ship visitor arrivals, which were 105,000 more than the same period for 2014. In the meantime, Dr. McNeil says positive results are expected for the upcoming 2015-16 winter tourist season, which starts on December 15.
In terms of airlift, we have additional airlift coming on stream for this winter season. We're going to have approximately 60,000 new seats into Jamaica. And interestingly, over 50,000 of those seats are coming from the U.S. And that's good because it means that there's a confidence in this growth that's coming out of the U.S. markets.
Residents of Innswood and surrounding communities will benefit from the completion of a new artificial groundwater system by the end of this year. The project, which got underway 15 months ago, will supply about 5 million gallons of potable water daily to sections of Kingston and St. Catherine. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill is expressing satisfaction with the progress of the work by the National Water Commission, the agency in charge of the project.
That it is nearly complete is testimony to the hard work put into making it happen despite a few hiccups. The work is now 90% complete since it began in August last year. To their credit, it is being done within budget, and I trust that every effort will be made to complete it as soon as possible.
The project is being executed with funding support from the Inter-American Development Bank and includes the construction of an 8 million gallon capacity raw water treatment facility and the installation of 2.1 kilometer pipelines. And the National Youth Service, NYS, and Montego Bay Community College have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, that will facilitate the payment of up to $100,000 in tuition fees annually. The MOU is expected to provide this assistance through the allocation of scholarships for needy students enrolled at the institution. State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce Sharon Folks-Abrahams, who represented Youth Minister Lisa Hanna at last week's signing, welcomed the initiative, further noting that tertiary education is an invaluable tool for national development. The recipients will also be able to benefit from a 20% reduction in tuition fees, which they can access through participation in a work-study program administered by the college. The scholarship program will be managed by the Ministry of Youth and Culture. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.